Advertising as a form of commercial mass communication designed to promote the sale of a product or service, or a message to a wide audience, has had a history dating back to ancient civilization. It began as simple methods of public communication, such as inscriptions, painted signs, and folk songs. For instance, in ancient Egypt, papyrus was used to make sales messages and wall posters, while lost and found advertising on papyrus was common in ancient Greece and Rome. Moving into the Middle Ages, with the increase in commerce, advertising became more visible. Trade-based advertising flourished in the form of signs on inns and taverns that had symbols related to the trader's craft. By the abundance and nature of the signs, potential customers could deduce the type of tradesman and the trade practices involved. Handbills or flyers were also common and were typically used for books, medicines, and plays. A significant leap in the evolution of advertising came in 1440 with the invention of the printing press by Johannes Gutenberg. This innovation fostered a considerable rise in literacy, consequently broadening the potential audience for advertisers. Books, flyers, and newspapers opened up a myriad of advertising possibilities that the world had never seen before. Advertising through printed material gained momentum, and newspapers started including advertisements in their editions. By the 19th century, with the advent of the Industrial Revolution, businesses expanded and competition intensified. This competition stimulated the growth of advertising as companies sought to make their products and services known to potential consumers. The first advertising agency, Volney Palmer, was established in Philadelphia in 1841, setting the stage for the modern advertising industry. But it wasn't until the turn of the 20th century that advertising truly began to shape the consumer culture. Faced with increased competition in an age of mass production, companies began to focus on branding and creating a distinctive image for their product. This marked the beginning of persuasive advertising, where the aim was not just to inform customers about the products, but to create a desire and convince them to buy. The first half of the 20th century brought another revolutionary medium to the world of advertising, the radio. The first commercial radio station, KDKA in Pittsburgh, launched in 1920. Radio broadcasts offered advertisers a chance to convey their messages to a vast audience and altered the world of advertising completely. The advent of television in the mid-20th century represented another important milestone. The visual-audio combination proved itself as an incredibly effective way of engaging consumer attention. By 1954, the birth of consumer-oriented culture and the power of television in shaping it was established when the industry spent $1 billion on television advertising. Post-World War II prosperity in the West, coupled with a newfound fascination with consumer goods, was the perfect mix for advertisers. They shifted their focus to selling lifestyles, not just products. The ideal of the American dream was often used as a tool for marketing a variety of products, from cars to kitchen appliances. The late 20th century heralded the digital age. The advent of the internet created an entirely new platform for advertising. With digital advertising, companies could engage consumers in interactive ways and target a more specific audience demographic. This era also saw the rise of data-driven advertising by employing analytics to understand consumer behaviors and preferences. Search engine advertising, social media advertising, and mobile advertising are now significant aspects of the digital advertising landscape. The history of advertising serves not only as a reflection of our cultural history, but also as a driving force in shaping society's values, norms, and desires. Advertising has become a central feature of our daily lives and global culture.